Good Thursday morning, folks. Today we're in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. In this passage of Scripture, Paul encourages the followers of Christ to live in unity based on their oneness in faith. God's people have been given special gifts to prepare them for the work of Christian service and to build up communities of faith through love. Okay, again, God's saving word for this week is faith. And let's begin our reading in Ephesians chapter 4. I urge you then, I who am a prisoner because I serve the Lord, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when He called you. Be always humble, gentle, and patient. Show your love by being tolerant with one another. Do your best to preserve the unity which the Spirit gives by means of the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all people, who is Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. Each one of us has received a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given. As the Scripture says, when He went up to the very heights, He took many captives with them, and He gave gifts to people. Now, what does it mean that He went, when He went up? It means that the first He came down to the lowest depths of the earth, so the one who came down is the same one who went up and above and beyond the heavens to fill the whole universe with His presence. It was He who gave gifts to people. He appointed some to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, and others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service in order to build up the body of Christ. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature people, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful people who lead others into errors by the tricks that they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under His control, all the different parts of the body fit together. The whole body is held together by every joint which is provided, so that when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds it up through love. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. All right, and of course, this passage is what we refer to as the fivefold ministry, the Ephesians 4:11, where God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers. And He did this so that the body of Christ could be built up into full maturity. And my question for each of us today is, are we doing whatever it is that God has called us to do so that we, along with the body of Christ, us being part, each one of us being part of the body of Christ, grow up into maturity. And so let us pray. Lord God, You are indeed one God and Father of all people. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that unites us in faith and binds us together in peace and in loving service to one another. Amen. Well, that's another Thursday that's behind us. We praise God for this opportunity to spend a few moments of your every weekday morning, and I just encourage you to keep your eyes open for God's hand of blessing in each one of our lives. God bless.